Today we're talking about the five ways the INFJ deals with anger. Anger is a huge topic for INFJs because we have to find a healthy way to deal with it. In most cases, we do not do that. We're probably not the type who's outwardly aggressive, but that doesn't mean that we're approaching anger in a healthy way. Very often, we just take it in and are actually suffering on the inside instead of really working through it in a healthy and productive way. So today, we're talking about the five ways the INFJ usually deals with anger and how we can use this knowledge to find an outlet for our anger that is healthy and productive. Before we get started, I want to remind you the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp is just around the corner. It launches Saturday, January 27th. So make sure you're on that waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. And I hope to see all of you in our free masterclass here on YouTube, January 27th. Remember, if you want some more insights what the bootcamp is about, check out all the links in the description and get the free poster on the five pillars to an INFJ Epic Life. Number one way the INFJ deals with anger is the INFJ just ignores it or justifies it. Meaning, we want to look at the situation from the other person's perspective. This is one way to ensure that we never really have to get angry all the way. We look at the situation from a third person's perspective and we ask ourselves, okay, why does the other person act this way? They're probably suffering. They have something internal going on and that is the reason why they lashed out at us. At first sight, this makes complete sense, right? Because it has nothing to do with you in most cases. People get angry because of things that are going on in their lives. So INFJs really try to avoid acting on it at all because we understand where the other person is coming from. We justify that. We want to ignore it and we don't want to engage in that. Again, it makes sense on the surface. On top of that, this has been our go-to mode since we were children. Because if there were people around us who were angry at us, we actually learned how to be better children in their perspective. Meaning we changed our behavior to actually make the other person happy. Why? Because we pick up on that emotion so much. We don't want them to feel this way. And on top of that, we don't want to dislike maybe our caregivers. So in our mind, we make up a story that justifies why they acted this way. Because it would have been too painful to really say, they are mad at me and they don't like me in that moment because children cannot deal with that. So it's a defense mechanism to really look at the perspective of why are they doing this? But the thing is this. It really doesn't matter why they're doing this. They shouldn't be doing this in the first place. You can take the situation to an extreme, right? Just imagine a physically abusive relationship. Of course, there's a reason why the abuser is that way. They had a bad day. Maybe the other person said something that made them mad. You can always justify it. But when you get to a place where you say it has a negative impact on me, you don't need to justify it. Because even if the other person has a reason to act out this way and they're not able to deal with it better, it's on us to not allow this energy towards us. Because you might rationally justify it, but the truth is, at the end of the day, this negative energy was put onto you. You absorb that energy. That happened. No matter if you justify it, no matter if you understand it, that energy has been put on you. I mean, of course, you can have people say negative things about you and you're just not even aware of that. But if you feel that sting within you and then you try to justify it, you're not really getting rid of it. This happened. This negative energy that that person exuded came into you. And so you do have that anger within you. And what do most INFJs do? What have I done for most of my years? Is that we justify it and we keep it inside. As in, it's my task to absorb this because I want them to feel better. Is this a healthy way? Of course not. Because this is energy that is keeping you stuck. It's energy that is unhealthy. It's energy that is not yours, right? So we have to find a way to get rid of it. And most of the time, we have to really practice this because it feels mean. As in, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I understand where they're coming from, so I'm not going to yell back at them. Well, bear with me. We're going to talk about it a little later. Number two, the INFJ internalizes that anger. Meaning, it's not just about justifying what the other person is doing. It's not about ignoring that. But it's really getting to a place where we feel, I deserve to feel this way. That's what internalization is all about. So we are suffering on the inside. We're hurting ourselves. So, you know, sometimes really tend to bring out their anger outwards. And those are the people who are considered to have anger management issues, right? They have so much anger and they're mean towards other people. They break stuff. They make other people uncomfortable. Well, this is visibly somebody with anger management issues. But if you're somebody who internalizes that anger, you are putting yourself in more and more situations that make you uncomfortable. You get used to the fact that this is how you're supposed to feel. And before you know it, it becomes part of your identity. And so you allow more, you're okay with more, and it's not enough for you to say, well, I actually do have boundaries. I do not want that. Well, always ask yourself, if you really had a boundary here, you wouldn't allow this. Like, this is very common, for example, let's say in a friendship or in a close relationship, in a family surrounding, where you have somebody who's being mean towards you. You in that situation say, I do have boundaries here. I don't want them to do that. But you still continue that interaction. Theoretically, you could divorce your family members. Theoretically, you could break up with your boyfriend. Theoretically, you could end that friendship. If not, then this is not a real boundary you have. Because if that person, for example, was physically abusive to you, you would have ended it. Right? So it's really important for you to be honest with yourself. Where is your boundary? Because your boundary is at that place at what you allow. So if you start creating bigger boundaries that don't even allow this anger to come into your system, it's going to feel mean. It's going to feel unnatural. So your intuition of what is right and wrong isn't the indicator here. Because in those situations, it actually feels wrong to stand up for yourself because you feel like you're overly mean towards the other person. They don't deserve it. That happens because we have internalized anger so much that you feel the normal balance here, the normal dynamic here is another person has rage towards you and you internalize that rage. This is the normal thing. This is your benchmark, and everything that would change that dynamic to your advantage feels like you're being mean, feels like you're being too assertive, feels like you're putting the other person down. That's just how it's going to feel like. It's never going to be comfortable to create a new boundary here and to not internalize a rage and an anger you have allowed so far. Number three, the INFJ goes into seclusion. So if we have people around us who are angry for some reason and they're putting this towards us, what do so many INFJs do? We duck. We actually look down. We are walking on eggshells. We are taking ourselves out of the equation because we have the hope that if we don't annoy the other person, if we're not that visible, they won't have a reason to act like this towards us. And this is a very natural reaction. This is not something you should be ashamed of. It's just what we have been taught our lives is the best way to avoid this kind of feeling. Because the truth is this, you pick up this emotion very easily and you're probably not naturally are going to push it back. Right? What I always say is we want to be a mirror to other people's emotions if they're negative and if we don't want to pick that up, if this is not something we should be carrying, but we have to get to this place. And so a natural thing that INFJs do is they go into seclusion. They go into the space of I'm going to be by myself because there's this hope that then people will leave you alone. Then you're not going to be the target of other people's anger. But it's never going to be a fulfilling life. It will be good for some time to gain your energy back, but you have to allow yourself to blossom up. And with that, you're going to have other people's anger towards you. And the only way to really learn how to deal with that is to really find a way to push that energy out. You cannot go into seclusion all your life and walk on eggshells and hope that it's going to make you feel good. It will be more painful in the beginning to actually stand up to that, and we're going to talk about it a little later in this video, but you'll never feel fulfilled. You'll always feel like something is missing. If you stay in your small little bud in the hope that the world's anger isn't going to come towards you. And I know that feeling. I'm not saying this to you from a perspective of, oh, how could you? And why are you not standing up for yourself? I've been that person for so long, and I know how hard it is. I know that standing up for yourself feels like you're going to get abandoned by everybody because you're not allowed to be yourself. Right? We've been conditioned this way. We have conditioned ourselves this way. And this is a healing process that will take some time. And that is going to be painful. but you can do hard things and there's light at the end of the tunnel. And we want to work towards something where you're not building up that anger to such an extent and feel like you have to carry this weight that is just pulling you down. Number four, the INFJ tries to convince the other person to act in a better way. There was this thing on TikTok I saw that just explained this point perfectly. And it said something like this: a great indicator of having any kind of childhood trauma, and we're not even talking about some very obvious thing, is that you're going to rather try to convince somebody that they should treat you better instead of leaving that situation. And this is typical INFJ. We really so often are trying to convince another person to treat us better, and they keep being mean to us. And those are maybe people we want to have in our lives. It's just the dynamic that has happened. And I'm here to tell you, you don't even have to leave that situation completely. What you have to leave is that dynamic that you say, if I have any relationship with that person in any kind of way, then only if they stop treating me this way. And to really set boundaries, as in, I'm not talking to you, I'm not answering you, I'm focusing on something else, like this is done. If you want to have any kind of connection with me, you have to leave that anger out of my space. I'm not carrying that weight for you anymore. So always think of it, if you are trying to convince somebody to treat you better instead of actually leaving that situation, then that's a great sign that you still haven't worked through some things that you have gone through as children. And as INFJs, all of us pretty much have gone through this, because the way we are is just different than what most people want us to be. And so we have to go through that and understand, well, it happened in the past, like this actually happened. And no matter what I try to do in this dynamic, it's not going to fix the fact that back in the day, I wasn't allowed to be myself and be appreciated for it. And you know, you have to feel it, you have to heal it, and then get to a place where you say, I'm going to be my own parent and I'm not going to stay in a situation where I convince people to treat me better. They're not going to do this. It's just not going to happen. You're good enough. You don't have to explain anything to anybody. You are not doing anything that allows people to treat you this way, right? And so this is really a tough one, because I know that deep down it sort of feels like, well, I did something wrong sort of, and they need my help, and all of those stories we're telling ourselves. But this is actually an anger issue that we have to take on, meaning I'm not the recipient of that person's anger. I'm not here to pick that person's anger up. I have to learn how to manage anger, how to deal with anger. And it doesn't matter if it originated in me or if I picked it up from another person. We have to find a healthy way to deal with that. Number five, we let it out. This is the point where healthy and unhealthy actually meets. In an unhealthy way, we've tried 1, 2, 3, 4, and we have not gotten anywhere. We're really at a point where we let all our anger out. And this is really, really scary, because the other person for the first time recognizes how much anger we have actually built up. They are becoming the target to all our anger. And it's so much energy that's been built up. And we're so afraid of letting that all out, because it feels like it's going to destroy somebody. We know exactly where to hurt them. We know exactly what their insecurities are. We know exactly why they put that anger onto us. And we really feel like we have no other choice. We are really with the back against the wall, and we have to let that anger out. This is also this moment of a lot of door slams, and it never feels good, because this is really a situation where we lose control. Right? We're acting out in a way that doesn't make us like ourselves, but we just don't have any other choice. We cannot continue allowing another person to act this way, and we feel like we have to let it all out, right? So how do we do this in a healthy way? Well, we actually forgo step 1 to 4. We can justify it, we can understand it, but all of those things don't really matter until we learn that we're not going to carry that energy. What we have to do is figure out how to express that anger in a healthy way. Meaning, if somebody's putting anger towards you, you're directly pushing it back. Somebody is being disrespectful towards you, you directly put it back. You're not causing another person pain. All you're doing is being a mirror to their actions towards you. I know so many INFJs are afraid of, you know, being bad or being mean towards the other one, because we can hurt them really badly. But you're never doing this out of thin air. It is all about, if somebody's putting something towards you, you push it back. If a situation is making you angry, you act upon it. You take action. If somebody's putting anger towards you, you look at yourself first, right? It's not okay to be the recipient of this anger. Yes, maybe you can justify all of that, but only after you have pushed this anger out. We have to find a healthy way of expressing that anger. And expressing that anger can be really something that becomes part of your personality. If you allow anger to be part of you, and it is part of your dark side, and it is something we should embrace in order to really allow all of our emotions, right? We're not just a person who feels love and who feels connection and harmony. No, we're also people who get angry at certain situations. And this is a sign to let that energy out and not think so much about, oh, who is going to be affected by that? Yeah, people might be affected by it, but first and foremost, you have to make sure that you're healthy. If you get to a place where it goes overboard, where you're being really confrontational, where you're really somebody where other people would continuously say you have an anger problem, yes, we can talk about it. But in most cases, this won't be the case for INFJs. In most cases, we internalize anger. We feel anger within us, but we're not expressing it. Express it. Express it through your actions. Express it to your words. Make people aware of the power that your anger holds. And trust yourself that you're not putting energy towards others in a way that they don't deserve. Yes, it might happen. Of course it might happen. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to understand it. You're going to apologize. And you're going to learn from it. Right? Yes, it can happen here and there. But in most cases, you will find a healthy balance. And the more often you do this, the more you become that mirror to external energy being put onto you that you don't want to carry, the more you're going to trust yourself that you're going to do it in a healthy way. And you're going to find your balance. But firstly, this is going to feel uncomfortable. Remember the example we gave of somebody in a physically abusive relationship? That person, the victim in that situation, feels like they're letting the other person down if they would leave. They feel like if I would stand up for myself, I would hurt them, right? So don't take your current benchmark and your current normal as the place of this is how it's supposed to be. It's going to feel like you're being mean. It's going to feel like you're, you know, stepping out of your way to hurt somebody. But this is looking at it from your current perspective. That does not mean that this is a healthy place to be. And you just have to trust yourself that you're going to be able to find a balance and that you're allowed to make mistakes. And if you're going to go overboard, you're going to rectify the situation, you're going to forgive yourself and be better next time. But allow yourself, if you're afraid of making a mistake because you're going to be too assertive or too angry, you're never going to allow yourself to find a healthy balance. We have to take that risk in order to find a new normal where we feel like we deal with our anger in a healthy way and so it never builds up to an extent like it used to. All of this is also part of our Pillar 2 relationships in the INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp that launches next week, January 27th. Check out the free poster on the 5 pillars to an INFJ Epic Life. It's new and updated, as well as the entire bootcamp. So I can't wait to see and experience this with so many of you. Sign up for the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. And I hope to see all of you in our free masterclass here live on YouTube, January 27th. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video on the screen. I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.